You are listening to The 24-Hour Dating Agency by Mary Jane Baker, read by Charlie Sanderson, for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Safi fixed on a professional smile as she accepted a cup of tea from Councillor Jameson, the newest elected member of Braybrook Town Council. Thanks for seeing me, Councillor. Please call me Daphne. The Councillor's businesslike expression flickered briefly into warmth as she took a seat behind her desk. Now, what publication did you say you were with? Lifestyle North? I've had so many requests for interviews since my election that I'm finding it hard to keep track.
No.
Safi fumbled with her dictaphone. It's, The Throstle's Nest. Curious name. Is that a newspaper or a magazine? Daphne groaned. Please don't tell me it's a blog. I specifically told my assistant I wouldn't waste my time on websites. Nobody reads community news blogs.
No, we're print. Officially, I'm supposed to describe us as a periodical.
How is that different to a magazine?
I'm not entirely sure. Fran Cook, our company director, has the idea that if we refer to ourselves as a periodical, then we're more likely to be taken seriously.
Is that something you struggle with?
Oh, not at all, Safi lied. We're one of the oldest magazines in the country, and still family-owned. Fran's father founded us back in 1939, and his great-granddaughter is the current editor. We've just got a reputation for being unusual, I suppose. Quirky.
Once, when she was out on a date, Safi had described the publication she worked for as follows.
You know that bit at the end of the news where there's a water-skiing squirrel or whatever? Well, The Throstler is 100 pages of water-skiing squirrels.
The councillor looked Safi up and down, taking in her denim dungarees, her butterfly wrist tattoo, and blue hair.
You seem to encapsulate that profile yourself, Miss Ackroyd. No offence, but for this interview I would have expected a writer who was rather more
conservative?
Safi asked, raising an eyebrow.
Mature, I was going to say. Someone with experience of the political world.
Safi wondered whether to confess that she was, in fact, the Throstler's only writer. Well, aside from Tamara, her perpetually flustered editor. She was also its only sub-editor, webmaster, photocopier repair person, and wielder of the official company spatula, which they used to jam the door closed on the ancient office microwave.
Don't be fooled by the hair. I'm older than I look, she said instead, flashing Daphne a tight smile.
Honestly, politicians. Safi had experienced this attitude before. She was 35 years old. She was an NQJ qualified journalist, and she'd been doing this job for the best part of a decade. But if you were under 50 and dressed in anything that wasn't tweed, they treated you like you were doing an interview for the school paper.
What is a throstle? Daphne asked.
Some sort of bird?
It's an old word for the thrush,
Safi said as she flicked through her notebook.
And you only cover Braybrook?
Yes, but we've got subscribers from all over the world. Our readers call us the Throstler for short. Sort of a nickname.
Why would people overseas want to read a magazine about a small town in North Yorkshire?
I suppose because there's nothing else quite like us?
Safi waggled her dictaphone.
You don't mind if I record this, do you?
Daphne nodded graciously. Go ahead. Safi turned the device on and scanned her list of questions.
You'll want to talk about the pedestrianisation of Braybrook High Street, I suppose, Daphne said. It's been generating a lot of debate.
No.
Safi coughed.
I mean, yes, I'll be asking about that in due course. But first, I wanted to talk about Glonda.
Daphne frowned.
Glonda?
Yes,
Safi said, seriously hoping she'd been sent to interview the right counsellor. If not, then she was about to make a proper tit of herself.
Your husband?
Ah, you heard about that, did you?
Daphne sipped her tea calmly.
Well, I try not to let my work and home lives mix. It seems to unnerve people when I tell them I'm married to an extraterrestrial being from the Kepler star system.